Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Police Department warns about potential scam. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The police department warns an individual has been calling citizens by phone, saying they have an open warrant or case pending against them and that they must provide payment or face criminal charges. The caller identifies themselves as Officer Gordon of the local police department. The number they call from appears to be the Gillette Police Department to make the calls seem legitimate, and they also know the names of the individuals they are calling. Numerous residents have contacted the police department to report the scam. The City of Gillette Public Information Department is alerting citizens these are not legitimate calls. The police department does not have an Officer Gordon working for the Gillette PD and would not request money over the phone. If there is any question about a phone call from an alleged police officer, hang up and contact the Gillette Police Department for confirmation. The non-emergency number is 307-682-5122 to make a report of a scam call. In the early morning hours on Saturday, Gillette police officers and Campbell County Sheriff's officers responded to a report of a man being hit by a car in the Boot Hill nightclub parking lot. Upon arrival, officers found a 24-year-old man lying on the ground, according to Sergeant Stephen Dillard. A witness told officers they saw a white Dodge pickup driven by a woman leaving the bar parking lot. Officers quickly located the pickup on Gurley Avenue and Clover Road and made a traffic stop. The 30-year-old woman admitted she had been drinking, but didn't admit to hitting anyone prior to the stop. The man was responsive and was transported to the hospital by emergency medical services. An investigation into the incident found the 24-year-old was hit at a low rate of speed, was treated at the hospital for his injuries, and was expected to be discharged Monday afternoon. The 30-year-old woman refused a breathalyzer, so a blood warrant was obtained. She was arrested for DUI and hit and run with injuries. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.